This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. It's the Mike Francesa Podcast on the BetRivers Network.
The Mike Francesa Podcast on the BetRivers Network, and it's brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. Well, one of the most intense and dramatic first-round series that I can remember. It didn't go seven games, but you know what? Very few seven-game series could be better. This series was just one long fight. That's all it was. And ended with the Knicks finally outlasting the Sixers. As it was, no lead was safe. No matter what lead anybody took in the series, the other team always came back. And every game except one decided in the final seconds. Twists and turns, wild scoring performances, Embiid, Brunson, Maxey. I mean, on and on and on. A classic series. I mean, with the drama and intensity of a conference final, the next series will have a lot to live up to be anywhere near as good as this series was. It was another strange game. The Knicks opened up on fire, opened up a huge lead. Nurse decided, you know what, I got to dust off Buddy and see if I can get something out of him. He goes out for 20 points, 17 in the first half. He and Batum score. They get bench scoring. They outscore the Knicks 30-0 in the first half. They come wildly back in the second quarter to take a three-point lead. Opened up a 10-point lead in the third quarter. Knicks came back. Looked like the Sixers were completely done, and they come back again. Embiid fouls out, and then the Knicks hold on the foul line. 41 for Brunson. And you go down the list with the Knicks. Dante, 23 points. Big effort for him. Played 48 minutes. Huge effort for him tonight with the 23 points. OG, what a terrific series. He had 19 points, 9 rebounds, always making steals, always getting blocks. Hart, just amazing in this series. An Iron Man and an Iron Man performance. Hit the three that really was the one that was the clincher for the Knicks. 16 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. Hartenstein with 14 points and 9 rebounds, 5 offensive. Robinson got up on the boards, played good defense. Knicks got outscored badly for the first time in the series from the bench standpoint. They got 42 points on the bench. The Knicks got 5, but it didn't matter. The Knicks outlast them. They make one extra play. And they got offensive rebounds. Tonight they had 20 offensive rebounds. They couldn't stop Embiid from scoring. They couldn't stop Brunson from scoring. Most nights they couldn't stop Maxey from scoring. Tonight they did a better job on Maxey. They took away a lot of his drives, frustrated him. They got scoring from other places tonight, obviously with Hield coming up with the big game and Batum coming up with his first half especially, but coming up with a good performance there too with 16 points and 7 rebounds. Embiid, listen, whether you like Embiid, don't like Embiid, I don't really care. The guy played on one leg and he played his rear end off. He was always dead tired in the fourth quarter. He never had any legs in the fourth quarter. He's limping around in every fourth quarter. The guy had 39 points and 13 rebounds. He had a 50-point game in the series. He gave you what he had. And listen, this was a great series. Somebody had to lose. It was a great six-game series, a classic six-game series. Now the Knicks will get the Pacers. I think it'll be easier than the Sixers were. Can't be harder. cannot possibly be haunted. And I don't want to dream ahead to what we all want, which is a Knicks-Celtics conference final. I mean, anything less will be bitterly disappointing. Celtics are going to be there. They await the winner of the Cleveland series against Orlando. Game six there tomorrow. Whether it goes seven or not, I think Cleveland's going to win that series, but they have no chance against the Celtics. Celtics are going to be there. I think the Knicks are going to be there. I think, well, we'll wait tomorrow or Saturday. Whatever we do the podcast, I'll give you the matchups. We'll go through that. We'll break it down. I think the Knicks will have an easier time with the Pacers than they had with the Sixers, but they couldn't have a tougher time without losing. Because, let's be honest, five of these six games could have gone either way. Four of those five went to the Knicks. One went to the Sixers. And the one game that was lopsided went to the Sixers in the series. It was a tremendously tough, hard-fought series. Intense, chippy, whatever you want to say. I thought it was a great, great series to watch. With a million twists and turns, and so much to watch. Were they going to double team Embiid? Were they going to take the ball out of Brunson's hands? What if they didn't? What if they did this trip? What if they didn't that trip? Now they're going to play Embiid straight up because they're hitting threes. Now they play him straight up. He's scoring at will in the third quarter. So the bottom line is we're going twists and turns all the way down the line, and Iron Man performances from a lot of guys in this series. You know, Embiid, we were wondering if he could give you 30 minutes. He gave you upwards of 40 in games. He gave you 47 in one game. Obviously, Hart, OG, Dante, Brunson all played major, major minutes again. 46 for Hart tonight, 45 for OG, 48 for Dante, 43 for Brunson. Hartenstein continues to improve. You know, he scores and he gets offensive rebounds and he understands the concepts of this game. And Robinson is the perfect defensive complement to what he does. He can't score, but he is very good defensively. He blocks shots. He's a good defender. He's a great rebounder. The best offensive rebounder in the sport. Had six offensive rebounds in 17 minutes of play. And he will be a big factor going forward. Knicks are down to a seven-man rotation because they don't have Bogdanovich. That's the way it's going to stay. They can play Prince Achiuwa when they have to, Precious Achiuwa when they have to. The bottom line is this figured to be a brutally tough matchup. A lot of it based on whether Embiid would last the series or not. He dragged at times. He did the best he could do. And it shows you why he is that type of player and is always an MVP candidate because he gave you his heart. He gave you everything he had. And on the closing out game, he's had 39 points and 13 rebounds. It's a heck of a game. Great series win for the Knicks. It would be a bitter disappointment if they don't win the next series. You know that. They're going to be favored in the next series. They have home court advantage. They're the better team. Indiana is a different team. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the matchups now, but you know they're an offensive team. They have guys who present issues. Nobody like Embiid, but they have guys who, you know, Siakam's going to be a problem. They have other guys who are going to be issues. We'll get into all that. But the Knicks, with what they bring, I think they will get to that conference final. And to me, then we are into that special place. That's when this city will explode. If you can get a Knick-Celtic series into a fifth game, if that series is representative going towards the fifth game, meaning if it's 2-2 going to the fifth game, and it could definitely be that, this city will come unhinged. the Knicks will own the city like they haven't since the days of Pat Riley. That's how big this will get for the Knicks if they can get to that moment. Now, they got a lot of work to do first. They've gotten to the second round. They have another series and another 2 weeks of basketball. The Garden's going to be rocking for two more weeks. Knicks and Rangers. Shades of 94. Not anywhere near 94 yet, but still two more big weeks of basketball and hockey at the Garden with both teams. I'd say the Knicks series a toss-up. I mean, the Rangers series a toss-up. And maybe Hurricanes are going to... I don't even know if they'll be favored because the Rangers have the extra game. I would think Rangers would be a slight favorite. I haven't even looked at that yet. We'll do all that tomorrow. But the Knicks are going to be favored in their series, and they'll be expected to win that series. I think they will win that series, but let's not put the cart before the horse. Let's just digest what we just went through, which was a grueling, dramatic, wild six-game series that could not produce any more drama than it did. What a great series. Really was. Terrific series. Kudos to Philly holding up their end of the bargain. They were banged up. We knew that. They didn't use it as an excuse. They had issues. They didn't use it as an excuse. You saw the emergence of Maxey. This wasn't one of Maxey's bigger games tonight. He only had 2 points at the half on 1-for-6 shooting. The Knicks made sure he was occupied tonight. They made sure somebody was there to bother him on his drives. He did wind up with 17 points, but 6-for-18 shooting. He never got it going anywhere near to the level he had been in the series, but this was a coming-out party for him. Maxey now is established as an NBA, bona fide NBA star. So, one round down, one very, very tough opponent down, and now the second round is straight ahead. And what a nice first 2 weeks of May is going to be at Madison Square Garden. You know, it's been a long time since the building has been ignited by these types of teams. The Rangers have had their moments. They've gotten to the Cup Final. We know that. They've been the better tenant in recent years. It's been a long time coming for the Knicks, but the Knicks now have expectations. They fulfilled their first-round expectation. They have to fulfill their second-round expectation, get to the conference final against the team you want to play in the Boston Celtics, and let's have some fun. But it looks like it's going to be a very, very interesting and dramatic May at the Garden. Now, a couple things. We're not going to get into scheduling yet and everything else. We'll do all that tomorrow. It's late. There's no reason to get into all of it now. Okay? Tomorrow, I know a lot of you have been asking, we will have the Derby stuff up tomorrow morning. First thing, Derby stuff. Secondly, we will put up previews of Knicks and Rangers in the next day or so. And we will obviously be handling all those games, pre and post, all that stuff. Let me say one thing. Yanks lost 3 out of 4 in Baltimore. Fine. No big deal. Come home to play the Tigers. I went to Citi Field today. It was a beautiful day. I mean, it started off in the morning. It was kind of drizzly. And then about 12 o'clock, it got beautiful out there. And I had been asked to go do the Met podcast by the young guys. They had asked me in spring training. So they've been asking me for a while to go do this Met podcast. Meet Me at the Apple is their Met in-house podcast. Jonathan and Vinny, the two young guys who do it. They work for the Mets. So I went there, and they offered me some seats to stay for the day game. So I said, sure, I'll stay. So I invited Usler, and I invited Minko, and Usler said, I'm going to bring Steve Sommers, who I hadn't seen in forever. So we all went to the game today. If you were watching the game, you might have seen they put it up on the screen, I guess, a couple of times. One time I wasn't there when they were doing it. I went back in the seventh inning to get something to drink, so I wasn't there when they did the. They were paying off one of their things they had done earlier in the game, but it was good to see the guys. You know, see Mink and see Bob, and I talked to them from time to time, and see Steve, who I hear is back doing some shows on FAN on Saturdays. So good for him. He told me also he's doing a book, so look for that, folks. He told me he's working on a book, Steve Sommers. But it was an interesting game. Mets got behind, came from behind like they've done a lot this year. You know, the Mets go a lot of innings without scoring, then they come on late in the game. They've done that a lot this year. Lindor had the flu, so he sat out. He left after one at bat last night, and he never sits out. He sat out today. And I was wondering in the middle of the game, would I see him pinch hit? He came up, he pinch hit, he got a double. Pinch hit for Wendell, stayed in the game. And you know how he's been struggling from the left side, got a double down the right field line, and then it was his day because he got a chance to come up in extra innings down a run, and he hit a double down the left field line that allowed both runners to score. So he was the hero, as was Marte, who threw out two runners at the plate late in the game, one on a sac fly attempt, the other on a base hit. So that was dramatic. First guy since Andy Chavez in 2006, and we all know what kind of defender he was, to get two outfield assists in the same game. So Marte, shades of Roberto Clemente, you know, making use of his arm out there in right field and throwing two guys out at the plate late in the game. And then Lindor, who has struggled mightily, getting a two-run double as a pinch hitter and then staying in the game, getting a two-run game-winning double. So maybe that launches him from the left side and gets him going completely. I know he's been better of late anyway, but that was nice. You know, a four RBI game is what's going to get you going. A couple of doubles, two for two. And he looked very happy after the game. So I got to see the guys, and I got to hang around for a very good Met win, which allowed them to, you know, even the series with the Cubbies, who are good. The Cubbies are good. They got some good pitching, and obviously they're, you know, it's a pretty solid team. Nothing great, but, you know, pretty solid team. And the Mets kept pace, keeping their head, you know, at least at 500, if not above, with a come-from-behind win against the Cubbies. They go down now to play Tampa. Yankees home to play the Tigers, losing 3 out of 4 in Baltimore. So that brings us up to date on the baseball. Obviously, Derby tomorrow morning. Knicks, Ranger previews coming. A lot of stuff round the clock. We'll be there for you. Remember, check out the Bet Rivers app for all of the odds and for all of the advance wages you want to make and for all the in-game stuff. And, you know, they asked me to put up an in-game Nick thing every day. I try to put up one that I think people would find interesting. Today's was Knicks plus 3.5. Hart over 31.5 for points, rebounds, and assists. He went over. And Dante more than 2.5 threes, and he had a bonanza from three today with 5. So if you took it, it paid pretty well, and you were a winner, as the Knicks were this evening. So busy day. Derby picks tomorrow. We'll have the podcast. I'll have Brad's picks. I'll either have Brad's picks or have Brad on himself. I'm not sure which one yet, but one or the other. And I will have my Derby picks posted tomorrow. You know, a little pressure on, because last year I did pick Mage and he paid $31. I don't know if I can find a $31 winner again. I'll try. Looks like rain is in the forecast, which would mean probably rain tomorrow, sloppy track at 1 point, muddy track maybe for the Oaks. Then they seal the track, which can help the inside speed, which I don't like. Then you got to look early in the day to see how the rail's playing on Saturday if it's drying out. Only a 30% chance of rain on Saturday, but I don't like that sealed track, but you might get it because they'll seal it on Friday for sure to make sure that the rain all runs off and they don't have a wet fast track for the, unless it's pouring at the time, they'll have a wet fast track for the Derby because they'll have sealed the track and squeezed all the water out of it. But that sometimes can make it a very advantageous rail. You want to watch that. There's a lot of speed in the Derby. So I'm still working on the race. I haven't finished yet. I will have that tomorrow for you, and I'll have the picks up on the Bet Rivers site, and we will have the podcast tomorrow, and then the previews with the Knicks and the Rangers. I tell you right now, I think the Knicks are winning the series against Indiana. I like them in the series. They have home court, and you got a defensive team with a lot of effort against an offensive team. I like there's some matchups that are going to give the Knicks some issues. I'm not saying it's going to be a four-game sweep. It's not. But they're going to beat Indiana, I think, and get to Boston, and that's what we're all looking for. Enjoy the evening.
Thanks for listening to the Mike Francesa podcast on the Bet Rivers Network.